All right, and we're back. I haven't done a commute talk in a while. And I think it's because I've been struggling, as this whole process has been, with, I'm guessing it's my ego crumbling away. I saw a video today of how that it was described in that way, and that's what it feels like. But the ego is crumbling away, and it's putting up a lot of resistance. So, I mean, she made a valid point. If you were somehow disintegrating away, you wouldn't be too happy about it. So your ego is gonna go nuts when this stuff happens to you. That's what I've been fighting with in this whole, like, all or nothing mentality that I have, that has been a bad thing for me. Like how I want to do these 30 days, and if I miss a day, then I'm automatically a failure and everything I did was for nothing. And I know it's not true. And I'm doing my best to keep up, but I think oh my god, is that a kitten? Go back in there. There you go. Kitty should not be on the street. But anyway, so I've been sort of resisting doing recordings. I started a few today, and I had one really good one that was while I was watching that video I was talking about, and it was sort of a commentary on that video, and I thought it was great, but the recording messed up in the middle of it, and I felt disingenuine on doing it again because it wasn't as I was seeing it in the moment. And I realized that watching that video was for myself, by myself, and reflections and everything I got out of it wasn't meant to be shared, I don't think. It was for me to process and for me to figure out and for me to see the truth of the situation. And I'm happy. And it's relieving, and it's allowing me to forgive myself for slipping these last couple days on posting anything. And instead, I could have half-assed some stuff and just posted anything, but that would not have been in the spirit of what I'm trying to do. That would just be half-assing it to get it done, and that's not what I want to do. I want to do actual reflective soul searching that gets somewhere. That doesn't just get me into this feedback loop of negative thoughts. I'm trying to break that, and if I would have just mailed it in and accepted that as, you know, my work on myself for the day, that would have caused more anxiety than if I had done nothing at all. I mean, it was an arbitrary thing to say every single day you're going to do this. But no, that's how about... See, I feel like I'm justifying my failure, but I'm not. I feel in my core, I don't feel like a failure at this moment. I don't feel like I missed a day and I'm a failure. I feel like I missed a day because I needed it. I needed the sleep. The mental break I just needed it, and I gave it to myself, and I'm not guilty about it. I'll resume my creative experiment later. I want to start actually doing, instead of soul searching, I'm doing a lot of searching and figuring out myself, but I want to start rolling it into actual products. That sounds like a sterile word for it, but it's art. I want to start figuring stuff out. If I could do freelance art from home, or learn coding, or do something that I can make a living on at home. I have a degree in 3D animation. I can try to get freelance 3D work. It's going to be a hard struggle, but if you hustle it and work on it and do it, it it's doable. I just have to find something and pull the trigger on it, so to speak. I have to find a direction, because I'm afraid to pick a direction, because I feel like once I pick one, I can't change it, and I gotta stop telling myself that, because it's not true. I do need to pick a direction and at least start walking. So, and I think that's what part of this is this is me walking, learning how to develop a healthy, creative habit. Because you need to make a habit out of it. You need to make it you have to make room for it in your life, or it's never going to happen. So that's what I'm trying to do now, is carve this little time for myself each day, and once I'm able to establish something, get something established, I can build upon it and get much bigger. I don't know what the car's issue is, but I am going to go around.
Go, go! Up and cut me off. Funny story or something, funny story prompt. on opening it up, but it wouldn't open. I couldn't get the internet to connect. And then I just saw this video that said, I forgot exactly what it was said, but it was by a girl named Christina Lopes. She does a lot of these type videos, but it was basically the 7 myths of the Kundalini awakening or something like that. And so I was like, fine, I'll watch that. And oh my god, it's a half hour long. All right, I'll watch it. At least I'll do a recording of it, you know, to get something out of it. And I did do that. I thought the whole time I watched it, I thought I was doing a recording. But I messed up 10 minutes in. Just kind of stupid. But watching that and the realizations of how she was speaking exactly how I felt, and reassuring me and telling me that all these things I needed to hear. And I don't think it was just empty sentiments. I think these are true things that she's saying. I feel it at my core that it's true what she's saying. And that the anxiety and the stuff I'm going through right now, advice that I'm getting in with my psyche, are all completely normal side effects of this type of situation. So I watch it and I listen and learn a lot. And she says there's going to be more in the next video, and that the next video hasn't come out yet. So I'm really looking forward to the to when she does her next one. Watch one of her videos about spiritual awakening anxiety. I think that's what she calls it. I don't know if she came up with the term or it's already a term that I never heard. I don't know. Spiritual awakening anxiety and how it can manifest itself and how you can alleviate it. It was amazing because I felt like I had something of every single type of anxiety she mentioned, and something I was currently going through. And then the ways to combat that, bring yourself centered. I like that, you know, and it helped. And as long as I commit to trying it and commit to being positive whenever I start to feel negative, then I think things will proceed well. I'm not as scared about the future of failure as I was before. The whole part of this is to fix all these things happening that have happened to me now that they're getting rapidly fixed and tossed aside. It's like a whirlwind. It's kind of crazy. Just gotta hang in there and let it do its work. I just gotta do my work. Great points, and like I said, I'm conflicted because I'm used to deluding myself. I'm just wondering if I'm allowing her to talk me up and make my head big. But I, like I said, when I watched it, I felt it resonated true. This wouldn't be happening to me unless there was a reason. And who am I to argue that with you?
shit that's fucked me up my whole life is just like, eh. Why was I so worried about it? And it's insane to me. These are deep-rooted traumas that are just like, well, yeah, that happened to you, but that doesn't mean this, right? And you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. That doesn't mean anything. Honestly, I lately I've been feeling I need to be a stay-at-home dad who works from home. That's what I feel like, where I need to be. And as long as I'm taking positive steps towards that, there's no reason why I can't be that and not sacrifice anything. I won't sacrifice pay or have to give up anything I have in my current life. I would just be able to add on to it and make it work for me. A way to work from home and a way to be home with the kids while the wife does her crusades at work. So that she has a nice home to come home to and a nice relaxing place that she can put her feet up. I don't mind doing that. I think it's great. I have no ego, no male macho, I need to be the provider bullshit that I've been pushed and raised to believe, like most men, that you're nothing if you're not doing these things. Treating women this way, that's bullshit. Why can't I stay home and take care of the house? I love being home. Wear underwear all day until the kids get home. I could cook, clean, organize, build. I can do all kinds of shit. I'm gonna build my son a cubby. How long you been down there? How quiet I was. Anyway, it's time to go to work. Let's do this shit.